The city council meeting to order here for January 12th, 2021 at 7:02. We'll go ahead and start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Hopefully everybody's got a flag or a picture of a flag, or I don't know, Jeremy, if you have one that you're going to share or not, but
I could do that.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag, United States
of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next. Well, welcome everybody to 2021. Hopefully it's not going to be a hangover of 2020 or a repeat of 2020. I want to welcome our newest council member, Councilwoman Weber.
Thank you.
So hopefully you're all ready and geared up and ready to go.
As ready as I can be.
Excellent. All right, looks like we do have one item to take care of before we move into public comments. Jeremy, want to walk us through that?
Yeah, so basically we do each year, we go through the resolution, usually our first resolution of the year, signing the annual designations and appointments for 21. So unless Chris has picked someone else, I have Tim Tracy down as acting mayor, Mayor Lund, council member Tracy, and myself, personnel committee and fire board. Council meeting start time for 2021, 7:00, unless anyone would like to amend that. Official newspaper is News and Times. Depository is Security Bank and Trust. Building inspectors, MinSpec. City engineering firm is SEH, is Justin Black serving as our engineer. Law firm is Hubert Melcher and Shadeen. Emergency manager for 2021 will be Fire Chief 2. City's insurance agent will be Donovan Buckentine. And co-signers for check would be Mayor Lund, Act Mayor Tim Tracy, and City Clerk Treasurer Jeremy Green.
Also, any thoughts or questions or any changes that we want to see to this resolution?
None here.
Nope.
Councilman Feltman, none here.
Okay. Then, Councilwoman Weber, just to let you know how we do this, since we're not in person. I believe you listened to the last one, so you probably got a gist of how we do it, is after a motion is made and seconded and we move to vote, we will just go around the room and based on the way that Jeremy has the council reports listed. So I believe that order would be then, Councilman Poplar, then Councilwoman Weber, then Councilman Tracy, then myself. So, okay. When you go to vote, whether you're voting aye or nay on things, just go ahead and say your name for whichever one you are going to vote for.
Okay.
Perfect. So with all that said, if there's no changes, then I look for a motion to approve resolution number 2021-01.
Councilman Tracy, I move to approve resolution number 2021-01.
Councilman Poplar, second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2021-01. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Aye.
Go ahead.
Oh, Councilman Jessica, aye. Weber? Aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lundy, all opposed. Resolution 2021-01 passed. We'll move on now to public comments. I believe everybody who's on the call is either a council member or staff or will be presenting. We'll just give it about 30 seconds here in case anybody else decides to pop on in. I haven't seen anybody else come on. I don't know if you have, Jeremy, or not, but
I see no one. The only other one I was expecting was Fire Chief.
Okay. All right, we'll move on then from the public comment there. We'll move on to agenda review. Any additions or subtractions that anybody has for the agenda?
Mayor and council, just two things I got from the fire chief, and that was for discussion under his report, would be for accepting application for Katie Weckman, and then also to discuss radio and pager purchases through the Relief Association.
Anybody else have anything else to add or subtract from the agenda? Hearing nothing, then I look for a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Councilman Poplar approved the agenda as amended.
Councilman Feltman second.
Moving second to approve the agenda as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilor Member Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Agenda is adopted. Now I look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Poplar, make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Tracy, second.
Moving seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Move on then to the chief's report. Looks like we're going to do it via proxy with Jeremy, unless the chief has shown up someplace.
Yeah, I haven't seen Scott's presence here on the Zoom call, but I don't know if you just want to put it more towards the back of the agenda for now.
Yeah, we can come back to it. We can move on, and if he pops on, then we'll take care of it. Otherwise, we'll just maybe address it at the end of the meeting if there's anything to really address. Then that brings us to our presentation for tonight, or at least a special guest that we have here that want to come and speak from Southern Valley Alliance. We have Katie Schauman, I believe is how you say the last name.
Yeah, Schauman, good job. Can you all hear me okay?
Yep.
Yep, awesome. Well, thank you all so much for having me this evening. I really appreciate you allowing me a few minutes of your time. My name is Katie Schauman. I am the new Community Engagement Coordinator for Southern Valley Alliance, located in Belle Plaine, Minnesota. We are a nonprofit organization that provides victims of domestic violence and their families with support, referrals, protection, and advocacy. We are a prevention and solution-focused organization partnering with local law enforcement, county legal systems, social services, and healthcare providers to make the communities of Scott and Carver counties a better, safer place to live. Our mission is to assist victim survivors and end domestic violence in our local community. I have been a part of this wonderful organization for a few very short months, but Southern Valley Alliance has been serving your community for almost 40 years. Maxine Krushke founded Southern Valley Alliance for Battered Women in 1982 after leaving a 32-year marriage where she herself was a survivor of domestic violence. In 2020, we changed our name to Southern Valley Alliance to reflect a more inclusive and progressive approach, as domestic abuse can affect anyone, not just women, and physical violence is not the only form of abuse. I'm honored to be with you tonight to share about the importance of recognizing and standing up for victim survivors within our community and to share about the critical work that we are doing in the community. Did you know that 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men in the United States have experienced some form of domestic violence or domestic abuse in their lifetime? In the state of Minnesota, more than 65,000 adults receive domestic violence services from programs every year. We'd like to think that it doesn't happen in our own community, but the truth is that domestic violence happens everywhere. Southern Valley Alliance is the sole provider of domestic violence services in Carver and Scott counties, and we assist over 1,500 victim survivors every year. In Carver County alone, we provided services to 255 individuals in our 1920 fiscal year, and we have served 66 citizens of Hamburg during the course of our organization's existence. Our program and services include a 24/7 confidential crisis line that is staffed by trained advocates, crisis intervention and advocacy. We do safe housing partnerships. Unfortunately, there is no domestic violence shelter in Scott or Carver counties. So we work with Minnesota Day One to provide shelters in surrounding counties or work with local hotels to provide emergency stays. We offer support groups currently online via Zoom due to COVID. And we have a children's visitation center that provides supervised visits for children and their non-custodial parents. Last year, we were able to provide 197 visits for children and their non-custodial parents. Through increasing awareness, training, and building relationships, we can empower victims, educate our youth, inform our neighbors, and partner with agencies invested in the safety and well-being of our community. As I'm sharing, you might be thinking, oh, this is so crazy. I didn't know this was happening in my own backyard. How can I help? What can we do? And the easiest way that you can do that is by following us on social media and sharing our posts, especially during the month of February, as February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. For more information and to get involved, feel free to email me directly. My email is communityengagement@svamn.org or visit our website, www.svamn.org. Again, thank you for having me as a guest tonight and for partnering with us in ending the cycle of violence in Carver County. We couldn't do this without you.
Thank you, Katie. Anybody have any questions for Katie?
Nope, nothing here. Thanks, Katie.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
Katie, this is Jeremy Greenhagen, City Clerk.
Yeah.
Just one thing I got is there maybe an informational packet or something, flyer or something, where you have information that we could maybe post on our website?
Yeah, definitely. I can send that to you in an email.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
And then the other thing too, Katie, this is Mayor Lund. I would, if you would as well, and Jeremy may already have this information and we may have it as through an email that he forwarded on, but we sent out a newsletter periodically and you had mentioned, you said February is,
yep,
is an event. And that if there's anything that you would like us to, you know, include in our newsletter for that, you know, we definitely could, we could attach that to the newsletter as well.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, and it's such an important time to make sure that teens are aware about healthy relationships and what that looks like. So I can definitely send some information.
Excellent. Council, any other thoughts or questions for Katie? Well, Katie, you're more than welcome to hang around for the rest of the meeting, unless you are one of those ones like myself that would probably skip out and go ahead and watch the debate on the House floor on whether or not Pence should invoke the 25th Amendment, but or you may have something else better to watch.
I think that I'm going to head out. I've been at the office here since just before 8 o'clock this morning, so I think I'm going to head home.
Excellent. Well, have a great evening, and then, like I say, if you can get that information to Jeremy, we can definitely help the awareness of the program and what takes place in February for sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate all your time this evening.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on then to old city business, the COVID-19 pandemic. Even though we flipped the calendar, it is still here. It's still a reality. Hopefully everybody had a chance maybe to take a look at the governor's executive order and see what kind of changes that have taken place. He's opened up a few more things in that, but we're not fully open. And that leads us to a couple of topics that we have listed here. First being the city council meetings. What is the thought of the council? Do we want to continue it in this manner? Do we want to try to move in face-to-face, or do we want a hybrid approach, or what are the thoughts?
Councilman Feltman here. I think we should just keep doing this for a couple months yet, or a couple meetings, whatever it takes, to see where we are with the vaccinations. And, you know, they talk about people over 65 and they talk about the vulnerable. I still haven't received mine. So I don't know where we're at with the vaccinations and stuff, but I definitely feel we've come this long, we've done this much to protect ourselves. I think we should keep doing it until it becomes just a little bit more safer. I know the governor is opening up things and blah, blah, blah. He's under a lot of pressure, but the governor is not the answer to when we should open up or what we should do.
Thanks for that question. Anybody else have any other thoughts on it? And that's
Councilman Tracy, I'm not really, I completely understand and see Councilman Feltman's stance. I can go either way. I could be persuaded either way. I don't know what a hybrid, what that looks like, if that's just too much trouble, but I'm kind of impartial. I can be persuaded either way. I mean, but obviously I think at a minimum we would do hybrid, obviously, but if enough people want to go in person, I'm not opposed to that either. And then Scotty could call in, or if we all want to do it, makes me no difference.
Call some pop here. Really doesn't matter to me either, I guess. If we're going to keep people safe, then obviously that's the bottom line here. We can go either way on my end also.
Well, something, Weber, I agree. I'm pretty flexible either way.
Excellent. Well, unless staff has major objections, let's just go ahead and continue to do it as we're doing it right now. Obviously, we can always make adjustments to that. But I do think... You know, keeping as much safety involved in this conversation as possible is definitely right, regardless of how any of us probably feel personally in regards to some of this stuff on that. So let's go ahead and continue to do the distance, the Zoom meeting and that. And just kind of an aside, if you're having trouble using the link, just try to go to zoom.com and just put the number in if that might work a little bit better as well going forward. So numbers shouldn't change in that. We'll move on then to the city rentals for 2021. I know in the EOC meetings that are on Monday mornings, a couple weeks back, I put Norwood Young America did mention that they're not going to rentals until June 1st or July 1st, somewhere in that ballpark. I don't know, Jeremy, if you remember which one it was or if you've had any talk with Norwood.
Yeah, it was this summer. Most of the people are waiting till the summer.
This doesn't necessarily have to be answered by Jeremy, but has anybody heard about the Hunt and Fish Club in regards to their fish fry? Are they doing a drive-through has anybody heard anything about how they're handling that?
Mayor and Council, this is Jeremy. But what I heard, I haven't heard from them lately, but I believe they were meeting last night to discuss pushing the date back. Some of the things we have is, I think we've had one person wanting to have a wedding in February, and don't know that that's possible. The next rental we'd have at the hall would be Bungard's in March. And then do we have a camera rental in May? Yeah, one in May and two in June right now. Of those rentals, when we've made those reservations, we've told them that we would most likely at a minimum be following the emergency lines.
Okay. As long as they know up front, I would say that all likelihood they probably are going to get canceled, but unless something changes, I know I was on that phone call last week in regards to the update from the White House on the rollout of the vaccine. And it's just not rolling out as quickly as they had hoped in that. So, and we, of the, was it 50 million doses they roll out every week, we only get, I think, 2% of those doses. And of course, then that gets disseminated however the governor decides to pass that out. So, Councilman Feltman, I'm not sure when you're going to, we're definitely going to get your shot, but you can, if they offer me mine, and I'll, and if I haven't heard from you yet, I'll tell them to give it to you first.
Councilman Feltman, well, thank you, Mayor, for thinking about me, but I've made it this long, and I've not come out of the house for quite a while, so I'm staying safe, and as long as we can do these meetings from this on. But you guys think about this. Bungert's is a big, they fill the place up. It just ain't going to work. If the governor's got, what has he got, 50%, Chris, on, or so many people, I mean, that hall, how are they going to dictate who comes in and who don't come in? I mean, I guess that's up to them. It's not up to us, but there's just not going to be enough room for Bungert's Creamery.
I would agree with you too, Councilman Feltman.
And to add on to that, Scotty, is staff here, we've discussed that same scenario. Who's going to police it? And also, are people going to adhere to it? And also, on talking with staff, I don't know that Greg is fully comfortable yet, you know, cleaning with, we're going to have 400 people come from wherever. And we also cited the same reasoning that, you know, the vaccinations just aren't out there yet to create that herd immunity to create some safety.
Councilman Feltman, I agree, Jeremy. I mean, I think we should just shut her down until the 1st of June and then see where we're at then, and then we can make another decision for the rest of the half of the year, whether we want to do it in quarters or if we want to do it for the whole half of the year. But I believe we should shut it down until June 31st, let the half of the year go by. And, you know, if something, a miracle happens that everybody gets a shot just like that, which, you know, we know that's not going to happen, but if a miracle would, we can always back this back and say, okay, I'm gonna say we'll open it in May or something, you know. But I think the June 31st would be the best thing. Just shut all rentals down until then.
Through June 1st, Scott, or through the end of June?
Through the end of June, Jeremy.
Through the end of June. Okay. Yeah. So you know, with that, I think it would be good for council and staff direction, you know, if we could set a date tonight so we can just let people know that are looking for rentals, people that have rentals, and also for the club so they know when they can look at, you know, setting their dates, their functions.
Are we talking about the park also down below or just the closed areas?
Eric, I think we got to shut the park down too. I know that's a big area down there, but do you know how confusing this is going to get for staff up there? And Greg, we got to clean certain things down there. So I think we need to shut the park down to any rentals also.
Motion?
Well, I want to hear what the rest of them have to think. I'm not saying that I'm right. Maybe Jeremy, for one, I mean, he's the one that's got to take care of the rentals in the park. Would that be too much work, Jeremy, or would it be?
Well, we have had the parks open. But yet, I mean, what's so tough right now is because of the executive orders. they can change so much. And right now, I think it's still more restrictive than what it was when we even had the park open. That's where I run into the problem. But our thought from staff was is that we should lock her down till June. June 1st it was kind of the staff spot, you know, and then I guess each month we just monitor it till then.
You know, Jeremy, I'm completely agreeable with you on that, because the thing is, when you open it up to the park down there, there's people, it's not just from the people from town here. If it was just people from town renting it and stuff, I'd say fine. But there's other people from other, God knows where, they could be coming from New York. You know, they might have relations that want to have a graduation thing or something, you know. They could have a relation out in New York or wherever, you know, and come here and they don't feel good. And then all of a sudden they drag it here to their town and we wind up like Plato Fire Department.
Councilman Tracy, I'm agreeing with Scotty here, you know, especially if other towns are gonna push this off to June 1st, it's gonna cause even more of a bottleneck to the places that are still open. If we're the only, you know, if we're the only gig in town, well, business is gonna pick up. So I don't think it's really fair to Greg, and it's not fair to staff to be walking this high wire of what can we do, what can't we do, who has to clean what. I think it's, if the staff is thinking June 1st, I'm not going to go against that. And like Jeremy said, we can touch base on a month-to-month basis. And the bottom line is, you know, the state has to kind of get their act in order on the vaccine. I mean, we got 30% of the vaccine distributed so far. You know, we got 70% of the state's vaccines just sitting in hospitals. Until they can figure out how to get that into people's arms, opening up is going to be real slow.
Councilman Weber, anything you want to add or to the?
No, I mean, I agree with all of it. We can't really police, you know, if we say we're open, who's going to say there's only 150 people allowed right now that's being met? And I completely agree. Who's going to clean it? We shouldn't be sending, you know, like Greg in there to clean if he's not comfortable with it. And like Scotty said, people can be coming from anywhere and spreading it around.
It sounds like the direction for staff would be for us to look at not having any rentals until at least June 1st of 2021. I look for a motion for that.
Councilman Tracy, I move to suspend all reservations for the park and the hall and the whole works until June 1st.
Councilman Feldman, I'll second that.
So moved and seconded to suspend all rentals of park, hall, and city hall till June 1st of 2021. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Feldman, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Aye. They are suspended until June 1st, unless, of course, the governor and the vaccine and everything else starts to fall more in line with what's going on out there. Move on then to new business, to the estimates for Bobcat tires. Everybody should see two estimates in their packet. It looks like we have one from Lano Equipment for $1,550 and change, and then one from Sam's Tire for $1,123 and change.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Chris, just to give you a backstory here that we've run into, we've tried to figure this out today, Greg has, but what he's run into is he has no way to get the Bobcat to Sam's Tire and service. They don't pick up, whereas Lano will come and pick up. And also, he was looking at a different type tire that would wear longer, this Rough Dog mud and snow tire, because the majority of the use of the Bobcats in winter, and that was from Sam's. Right now, Greg's kind of tied. The only way to get new tires on that is go through Lano Equipment because they will actually come and pick up Bobcat and do the swap of tires and return the Bobcat.
Hey, Jeremy, did you say that he can't get that the tire he wants at Lano's?
That's correct.
Okay. There's nothing you can... Well, yeah, never mind. That would be too much of a pain.
Well, it's just we were trying to think where else can we go or what else can we do, you know, and if you get too far out from Hamburg, I mean, we're going to be paying an astronomical fee for someone to come pick it up and do it. Okay. Whereas Lano's is charging us $125 to pick up and bring it. So we were trying to think alternatives, but I think we're kind of bound to, you know, Lano's just for the fact that they'll come and get the Bobcat.
They wouldn't drop it off at Sam's, huh?
Probably not.
Councilman Feltman here. Did he ever check in at Belle Plaine? They'll actually come out and put the tires on. That's what we get at Miller's for all our tires needs.
Hey, and who is that?
Down at Belle Plaine, it's a Belle Plaine tire and.
Is it the co-op, Philly? Or is it that Belle Plaine co-op there right on 169?
Right on 169, yep. Is that what it's called, the co-op?
Yeah, I think they call that the co-op. But yeah, I didn't know that they offered that service. But yeah, that'd be something to check into.
Yeah, I think they come right out and pick it up. Or Greg can put it up on blocks, take the wheels off, take it down there. And they'll get – I know they've got any tire you want, they'll get. Because we do almost all of our tire work through them. Especially with our big tires, our loaders and stuff. And you can ask Greg to ask them. They probably will even come out and I think they'll even change them.
Okay. Greg was going to try for the jack he had, he was going to try to get under there and maybe he can just, you know, take the tires off, bring them there, get the new tires on, and then put them back on. But he was unable to jack up Bobcat. I'll have Greg look into that.
Did he not have a big enough jack or?
He didn't have the proper jack to get that was low enough. The jack he had for that weight was like a cylinder type jack. So
okay.
Wasn't low enough to get underneath the buck. Okay. Unfortunately, we're just not, don't have that equipment.
Okay. I was going to say, I know how he can do it without jacking it. He might maybe need somebody, Melly, to have to come in and help him. But if he grabs a hold of something with the bucket and he lifts, he can pick the back end of the machine up, get some blocks under there for the tires to come off, and then take the bucket and raise the front end up, and your whole machine is standing off the ground.
I think those guys got a service truck that go out and go do farms and stuff, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, I know they do, Eric. That's why I definitely check with them. I'm sure they'd come, and I know they've got any tire that Greg wants. And if they don't have it on hand, they'll get it for him.
Okay.
That's the difference between them and Lano's. They're aggressive, and Lano's is lazy.
Hey, Jeremy, sounds like we got some direction from the council for staff there to go ahead and check out Belle Plaine before we move forward with the purchase.
I'll have Greg do that tomorrow.
Move on then to the property owner petition, the annexation by ordinance. Everybody knows it's a stormwater pond in the Draghi third edition. What we need to do tonight, unless I'm incorrect, Jeremy, correct me if I'm wrong, but we just need to set the public hearing for March 9th of 2021.
Yep, at 7:00.
I look for a motion to set the public hearing for Mark for the annexation by ordinance and for March 9th, 2021 at 7:00.
And Tracy, I move to set the public hearing for annexation of Draghi's third edition stormwater pond for March 9th, 2021.
Councilman Poplar, second.
Tracy, you want to add at 7:00, and then Poplar, would you second that amendment?
Yes, I'll amend that for 7:00, sorry.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
So move and second it to set the public hearing for the annexation of the Ordinance Stormwater Pond and Drag East Third Edition for March 9, 2021 at 7 o'clock. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Public hearing set. Next item on new business is the State of Minnesota Office of State Auditors. Hopefully everybody had a chance to read the email and the information that included. I don't know, Jeremy, if you want to give a synopsis on either one of those two bullet points, but I believe it right now where we're sitting is we're looking to get guidance from our attorneys, right?
Correct. What I would look for is on the cell phone, current cell phone contract, to get an opinion from our attorney with Verizon, and then also on the credit card use and policies. There is just that if it's acceptable to have a debit card. In the readings I've done, it just sounds like a credit card, a little bit more secure in its use. But what I would look at is to get an opinion on these two items from our attorney for the next council meeting.
Council, any thoughts?
Councilman Feltman, Jeremy, where did this come up out of the blue again?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Or do we got an idea?
I might have an idea, but it's kind of odd that on 20 plus years, I don't know if I really had the state auditor bring questions for me. I guess I'll take that.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. I would think they down there at the Capitol, I think they got bigger fish to fry. They better start boarding up their windows the way it sounds and stuff. So I would think they better just take care of the things at hand right now. But I mean, I just don't understand where this pops up out of the blue without maybe somebody going behind our backs again and trying to cause trouble.
Yeah, it was totally out of the blue.
Yeah, because everything is fair and I mean, if they want to take the cell phone deal away, fine, take it away. But I don't want to hear a word until a council meeting from anybody in town. And I've taken enough calls. I've discussed a lot of things with people. I use my phone a lot for Hamburg business. I pay my own phone. I don't know what they've got to bitch about or what they've got to check out. But if they've got a bone to pick, they should come up to the council meeting and get on here and not sit in the back corner and listen to this stuff and then not say anything. If they've got something to bitch about, I wish they'd come to our face so that we could explain to them really what is going on and not what they think is going on.
Council, any other thoughts on it?
I agree with Scotty 100% what he just said.
Yeah, good thing is we got nothing to hide. So, I mean, they're just, whatever it is, it's just a little bit of a waste of taxpayer money, but we're sitting in a good spot. I'm not too worried.
Excellent. So I think why we have these two issues in front of us, I think one issue drove the other issue and that where I'd be. But so I do look for a motion to direct staff to consult with our attorneys on these two issues.
Councilman Feltman, I had direct staff to go ahead and get a hold of our attorneys and see what can be done about this issue, and we'll take care of it on the next meeting or see what we can do the next meeting on it.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
To move and second it to direct staff to consult with our city attorneys on these two matters. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Have fun, Jeremy.
Will.
All right, move on then to the public nuisance, 710 Park Avenue.
So I just kind of wanted to give an update on the public nuisance issue that we had at 710 Park Avenue and 679 Park Avenue. Just so you're aware that they have set an arrangement hearing for January 22nd on the nuisance issue. And from what I'm aware of, there are four counts, nuisance violations on the two. One other thing I had is, I don't know if the council has anything they'd like to add. When we go through these hearings, what they put out is a victim impact form and a victim impact statement. No, council feels we want to fill that out. Basically what these are is to show, you know, how it affected the city, either physically, financially, or any of those situations. You know, at this point, you know, the only thing I can really think of on that statement is how it's affecting the neighbors, honestly, because of the state of the property.
Council, any thoughts or any additional direction that we want to give in regards to the victim input form?
No, I think Councilman Feltman here, I think we need to just go on with it. We've got so much junk starting to pile up again in town here. That's not the way we want our town to look.
Councilman Poplar, agreed.
I agree too.
Okay, well, if anybody has any other suggestions to that, just go ahead and let Jeremy know. Otherwise, we'll wait for the outcome on the 22nd of January as to what takes place with that nuisance. Move on then to the next item, personnel committee meetings. You know, Jeremy and I have been talking about a number of things that we need probably to tackle ordinance-wise and things of that nature. So, Jeremy, you want to expand upon that for council?
Yeah, so basically what I was looking is, we got some ordinances mainly that I want to look at getting updated and addressed. Probably one of the priority of them ordinances would be just finishing up what we started last year, going through the ordinance book. And then also I would like to look at ordinances we maybe possibly want to add as in relation to storage units. What I would like to do is that we get an ordinance drafted prohibiting them in any residential area. For we have had a call about somebody wanting to do that. Residential areas, I just personally don't think, you know, I look at that, I wouldn't want that next to my house. I'm open to council discussion, you know, on that. If there's any other input, or I'm going down the wrong road. But just kind of to set up some personnel committees here so we can, one, kick off the year, and then also, you know, look at ordinances and any other issues that may come up or need to be. That basically would be me, Mayor Lund, and Council Member Tracy. And then we would report after those council.
Councilman Feltman, I know this is a dumb question. I probably know the answer to it already, but you have budgeted for some adjustments in this category, haven't you?
I have, yes.
One thing I'd like to add to it, Jeremy, if you could think about it, is people dumping snow on city property that do we have an ordinance for that, or should we get stiffen it up with a fine if they get caught? or what's the deal? This stuff is not, we can play ball on two sides of the park too. We don't have to play in one park all the time. So I think we should start watching these people who are dumping snow on city property. They've got plenty of their own property that they call their own. They can dump it on there.
Definitely, and we tried to address that in the newsletter, the last newsletter.
Yes, I did read that. That was very good in there. But do we have teeth to back that? Do we have?
I'll have to take a look because I know it talks about onto the street and other people's property. So we'll have to just kind of tighten that up a little bit, make sure that other people's property or how that's written includes our property.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeremy.
Yep.
Yeah, Jeremy, let's put that one at the top of the list for when we gather as a personnel committee. And maybe, you know, let's try to see if we can't maybe button that one up before the end of this month. So when we come to the next council meeting, we can have whatever we need to have done. For an ordinance change, that we do need a public hearing first, right?
You know, and maybe I'll take a closer look at that tomorrow. Maybe we got something in there that we can already address that. So,
okay.
Do we will.
Council, any additional thoughts in regards to giving direction to the personnel committee as we start looking at ordinances?
Just one other thing that's been brought to our attention here in the office is political signs. We noticed someone had asked, you know, if they can still have their signs up, and they're supposed to be taken down by now. But I think the biggest thing we got is some of these signs in town have inappropriate language. So if you've driven around town and see any of that, please let us know.
Councilman Feltman, Jeremy, you got one in your own town. You got to take.
I know exactly who it is. Yes.
All right, well, if anything comes up from council in regards to an ordinance that they want the committee to look into, let any one of us know so we can start compiling that list and get them updated as quickly as we can and as smartly as we can too. I mean, there's no reason to make an ordinance just for the sake of making an ordinance. I don't think I've seen Chief pop on.
Chris, give you an update on that. Camera text him and I guess I didn't respond to him. I made the assumption from his email that he was just coming to the meeting. And I would add the items, so a little miscommunication there. So he made other plans tonight.
Okay. So then I'm taking it that items can be held off until next meeting then. Or did you want to be the proxy on it?
I'll let the chief, I think really what they're looking is, we got an application from Caitlin Weckman, and we'll start the process on that, on the background checks, unless council has any of that. And I'll let Scott touch base on the radio and pager purchase.
And you said that purchase was going to be done by the Relief Association.
Relief Association, and then donated to the city.
So we just have to accept the donation. Okay.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Well, we'll wait to the next meeting and then who knows, maybe they'll have the background check and all the other tests checks done with for Weckman and we can move that one quickly through as well. We'll move on then to city council reports. Councilwoman Weber, just to let you know, I know you listened in on a few of them in the past. This is an opportunity for each one of us to bring up something that we want to talk about or have the council mull over or potentially have the staff research or have something put on the next council meeting. This just gives us an opportunity to, to have a couple of minutes to air whatever it is that we thought. So we'll go ahead and start with Council Member Feltman.
First of all, I'd like to welcome Councilwoman Ms. Weber.
Thank you.
I hope everything goes good for you and don't be afraid to pipe in on us guys and put us in our place when we need to. And the second thing I'd like to say, congratulations to Poplar Weber. I think he did a fantastic job on his house. It's nice to see people taking care of their property and being aware of being cleanliness in the community.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric, for doing a good job on that house.
Okay, that's it, Councilman Feltman?
Oh, yes, Mayor. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Excellent. Move on then to Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber, you're up. Whatever you would like to do or say.
I have nothing. Thank you for welcoming me. Excited for the next 4 years.
Yeah, get ready to enjoy the fun roller coaster ride that we all get to have as city council members. Council Member Tracy.
I've got nothing here. Just welcome to Council Member Weber. And yeah, buckle up.
Excellent. Well, yes. And Councilwoman Weber, yes. Again, welcome to the group. We look forward to your insights. Always good to have a fresh perspective on the city council from time to time, especially in light of some of the things that you get to inherit. A couple of lawsuits, some conversation about downtown Hamburg, Park Avenue, just a few little small items to deal with there. The only two things I have are just kind of reminders for the council. I have signed up for the Pipeline virtual meeting that's on January 28th. Some of us have been to that before when we could do it in person. It's just really good information to find out about the pipelines, kind of what they do if something happens. And also, to me, the big eye-opener was the fact that there are so many pipelines going all over the state of Minnesota. That's just not the one they keep barking about up in central Minnesota. Then the other thing too is for the newly elected, even Poplar and Tracy and Feltman, if you guys haven't already done the newly elected once before as well, I really do encourage you, if it does work in your schedule, to do the league's newly elected one, or for the veterans on council to do the veteran elected ones as well. Really good information in there. You just get to learn about a few things, and some of the things you learn about will potentially keep you out of hot water in the event that, say, a serial meeting or a meeting of that sort would take place in that. And then plus, if they show the video that they showed the first year that I went, you'll really find out what a dysfunctional council looks like. And we haven't come close to looking like that yet. Outside of that, that's all I have. If nothing else anybody has for the good of the city of Hamburg, I look for a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Tracy, I move to adjourn.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
Moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting for January 12th, 2021. All in favor?
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council meeting for January 12, 2021 is adjourned at 7:57 p.m.